From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is lashing Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain, but thankfully appears to be sparing them a direct hit. This is U.S. Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan.
We expect Irma to continue moving to the west-northwest through the southeastern Bahamas and then between the central and northwest Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba. That'll take us through Friday and Friday night. And then on Saturday, we expect Irma to begin to turn northward and take a track that will bring it very close to the southern Florida peninsula by early Sunday, and then a track near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida over on Sunday and Sunday night, and then over the southeast United States coast, somewhere in the vicinity of the Georgia or South Carolina coastline on Monday.
The storm tore up the island of Barbuda, leaving it, quote, barely habitable, according to Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown. He said, "What I saw was heart-wrenching, I mean absolutely devastating. About 95% of all the buildings on the island were either destroyed or damaged." President Trump is warning that it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against it. The president spoke from the White House Thursday alongside Kuwait's emir.
"Hopefully we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea."
The president said that for the past 25 years, U.S. administrations experienced that the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A federal appeals court has rejected President Trump's